Hello, my name is Alexis. You
Alexis.
have reached the Department of Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, Alexis. I actually had a question and actually a concern. We got our scheduled COVID vaccine appointment, and it was for May 3rd, 2021. But the governor is gonna, you know, reverse the mask mandate order in April. And I have a pre-existing condition, and my husband is an essential employee, and you know, we have our documentation for both things, and we're not able to get an appointment sooner than May if she's gonna take the mask mandate away in April.
No, ma'am. They gave you
okay.
that appointment because that's when they know that for sure, they will have the vaccine.
Okay, that's when I'll have it. Next question, when is it going to be open to everybody? Like, I know we're on, what, 1C now?
Mm-hmm. We are on 1C now.
Because the next one is 2, right? And 2 is when it's open to everybody.
What's going to happen is they have to catch up. So we still have some 75-year-olds that haven't been vaccinated, and we are still trying to vaccinate the 65s. And we are also having trouble keeping the second dose in effect. So right now we're trying to really pause on the vaccine and try to get everyone the second dose before their time is up to get the second dose. So they're trying to catch up right now. But once they do catch up, they will announce to you guys when the next phase or when it will be open for all. But as of right now, we are unsure.
Okay, because see, you know, I probably wouldn't even be like overly concerned about it. But when she's like, she's going to allow people to stop wearing their mask and all that other stuff. It's like, what are you trying to do when you know this thing is killing black folks? Like, what you trying to do for real? That's how I look at it. So she said that she's going to allow people to, well, no. She's going to make it so people don't have to wear masks after April 9th. So I kind of wanted to be vaccinated before she did that. You see what I'm saying? And I'm sure a lot of people feel that way, old people, everybody, because then it's going to get dangerous to be out there. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am, but unfortunately it has to do with our availability. Like, there's nothing we can do about them running out of the vaccine or us being understaffed. We need volunteers for these types of things. And, you know, we are very short compared to the amount of people that we need to get vaccinated. So your appointment is based off of our availability during that time period.
Okay. Well, hopefully she'll change her mind about the mask.
Oh, Ivy won't be changing her mind.
See, we're new to Alabama, and this is real different down here. So she don't change her mind, huh? She don't look like she changed her mind.
No, she's not going to change her mind. Ivy will not change her mind.
Wow.
But both of you guys' viewpoint. At some point, we do have to, you know, try to go back to how things used to be before COVID. But at the same time, everyone still needs to be vaccinated before a big move like that is made. So, yeah, I get both of you guys' point of view.
Like I said, if the mask thing wasn't prevalent, I don't think I would be like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? But she's like, you ain't got to wear a mask no more after April 9th. So that means everybody that hadn't gotten their vaccine yet, well, I guess I just won't be spending no money in this economy because I'm not going nowhere. And my family not going nowhere either until we get vaccinated.
Yes, that's more than part of the reason for her decision is we have the vaccine now. So, you know, she's looking at it as, oh, well, we have the vaccine now. Might as well just let people do as they please.
Yeah, but everybody that didn't get that vaccine is kind of like, you know, we're still in the same boat. So what she's going to end up doing is she's going to shut businesses down all over again, because I don't care if you're old, if you're black, brown, or whatever it is you are, if you haven't had that vaccine and people are not wearing those masks, you're not going in. I'm gonna barely be going into the grocery store. It's gonna be like lockdown all over again. That's what it's gonna be like for people that haven't had the vaccine. But she'll figure it out when she sees this economy shriveling up.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep. Okay. Well, thanks. I just was gonna see if she was gonna. And you don't have any idea when we go into phase two, because phase two is just, you know, it is no more groups. It's just whoever didn't get it yet.
Yeah, phase two is in limbo right now.
Okay. So, but that is the next phase to come, though, right? Phase
yes, ma'am. Two. That's correct.
How can I know when we go into phase two? Like, do y'all, is there a way I can check? Just call this number? Like, how can a regular citizen know when Alabama's in phase two?
My suggestion is to keep in touch via the media news outlets, your phone. They'll let you know via, you know, all the media outlets, the radio, your cell phone, the news, just like before, you know, when they told you guys that you could get the vaccine. So there will be a communication via, you know, the same forms of communication as always.
Yeah.
Text messages.
Yeah, because I'm checking phase two for my daughters because they're young adults. You know what I mean? So. I just want to know when everybody can go get it, since the whole no mask thing is coming up.
Right. So, yes, preferably we'll know sometime soon if they are going to start on phase two yet. But I know it's been a big confusion over the second dose, and some people were close to their first dose being ineffective because of the lack of second doses.
Wow,
it's been pretty rough. So I hopefully they will have an answer for us and let you guys know.
Okay, but other than that, just stick to the original date that we got assigned, which is May 3rd.
Yes, ma'am. Stick to the date. If you can find somewhere that is doing a vaccine before then, you're more than welcome to. I know there are a lot of pop-up drive-throughs that you just have to catch them. And, you know, different places that may get it. So you just have to be on the lookout for maybe somewhere on Facebook. If you're on social media, they may be talking about a pop-up shop to get the vaccine. So just if you can get it before then, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, from what I'm seeing, and I ain't trying to be funny, but my husband's job and people and all that other stuff, it's folks getting it early. But it's
Yeah, it is. People, it depends. Actually, ma'am, to be honest with you, it depends on your employer, because my mom, she is in a medical field. She's a medical assistant, and then her husband is a he has his own cleaning service, and There's a line for these types of things, but you can get it earlier. You just have to know where to go.
Right. But
and your job as well. Like, even if you don't qualify for it right now, your employer has the authority to get that vaccine. Like, my nana is got it out there in her complex. She lives in a senior citizen apartment. It's not like a nursing home, but, you know, old people, it's apartments just for the elderly where they can have quiet time and stuff. And their managers and things made it where they actually brought the vaccine to them.
Because they're old, you know, I understand healthcare people and old folks, you know, 75 and all that. I understand all that. They should go first.
Yeah. No doubt. My brother even got it. I don't know how he got it. My brother's 27 now. He was like, I got vaccinated, y'all. And I was like, how? He was like, I just waited in this line and I saw off of Facebook and registered.
Wow.
Yeah, we're in Montgomery too. So he already got his first one. He just waited on his second one. So I don't know. That's why I said try to stay, you know, in touch with social media, because there may be some pop-up places that have the vaccine before your May appointment, because a lot of people are finding different places to get it.
Yeah, because we ran into this little white girl in the Dollar Tree. She couldn't have been 18 or more years old in there bragging about how she just got vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, see, that's the problem. That's the problem right there. But, okay, we are definitely going to keep checking, though, because we definitely need to get... And Johnson & Johnson is here now, right? They say we just got the Johnson & Johnson shot, too.
It should be. I don't know when the availability will be, but yes.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, we're going to... okay. We just going to keep checking because we got to do something with these masks going away.
Definitely, definitely have to do something. So, yes, you guys just try to, you know, stay in touch and try to see about any pop-ups, like I said, because they are popping up everywhere.
Okay. We're going to do that. Thank you so much because, girl, this is... We're from Virginia. This is frustrating. Everybody at home then got it. Everybody at home with a pre-existing condition, you know, 75 and older, healthcare worker. I was a teacher there. Everybody at home has got it. And we're just having a hard time down here.
But okay. Yes, ma'am. I didn't even worry about it anymore.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, I wasn't worried about it till old Ivy said,
no mask
no more. That puts it on a whole nother level for me.
I wouldn't even know she had said that till I got off work and my mom was like, did you hear what Ivy did today? And I was like, no,
Lord,
she did.
Been all over. When I tell you she's been all over every channel, and I'm not just talking about these little local channels, in Alabama, she's been on CNN, MSNBC, and all that. They're like, why are you doing that when the numbers in Alabama are crazy?
She want to kill us.
And all over. She's been on World News, the World News station.
I saw it. Like, I didn't even know. Like, I don't tune in and watch it. But once I saw that, I was like, let me go see what she did today.
Well, let me tell you, it's not a good look. Because people, it's not a good look at all.
That's really dangerous. Like I said, I understand that eventually we do have to, you know, try to at least go back to how it used to be. But right now is not the time.
No, it's not. Especially when you got folks that can't get the shot and you having rollout issues and all that other stuff. I mean, yes, I'm concerned for myself, but I'm just as concerned for the senior saints and all them, too, that haven't gotten it. You know what I'm saying? We got to protect them, too.
Yeah, they call all day, ma'am, and I just really, all I can tell them is to, you know, wait for their call because, you know, they're really short of the vaccine, which is, you know, they knew how many people live in Alabama. They should have had the right amount of vaccine for the state of Alabama.
I think so, too. Yep. But thank you so much. We'll keep checking.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. And thank you for calling the Department of Health Coronavirus Hotline. And you enjoy the rest of your day, ma'am. And please be on the lookout because, like I said, there are a lot of pop-ups.
Okay, cool. Oh, you know what? My youngest daughter's getting it through her job at NASA. And the oldest one, can I get her on a list now?
Yes, of course.
Well throw her name in the she might as well throw her name in the blender, too.
What county do you guys live in?
We live in Madison County.
Okay. 1 second.
Uh-huh. Yep, in Huntsville. I don't know why I'm thinking they're going to end up giving young folks Johnson & Johnson. And that might be better for them anyway, because y'all ain't got the patience to be going places 2 and 3 times.
I'll go if I have to, but I don't want to.
He like that one hit acquittal. That's what I want.
Yeah, I was wondering why they didn't have like a one thing, because this is a mess. 2 shots.
Oh, I was just like, if I could get that Johnson & Johnson one, I'll just do that. Because, I mean, going in, one hit acquittal, and I'm done. I'm like, okay.
That would have been better for everybody, the one shot.
You might just go one time, but they're saying that one is not as doesn't have as high of an efficacy rate as Pfizer and Moderna.
And oh, wow.
Yeah, I think Pfizer and Moderna is like 91 point something, and Johnson & Johnson is like 70 something.
Oh, wow.
60 something to 70 something. So my mom was saying we should all try to get Pfizer. That's what they all got in Virginia.
Yep, Pfizer.
Mm-hmm.
What's your daughter's first and last name? I'm going to add her to Madison County Health Department's list.
Okay, thank you. Her first name is Kristen. It's spelled C-R-I-S-T-E-N.
What's that last name?
Garon, G-E-R-R-O-N.
First name's K-R-I-S-T-E-N. Last name, G-E-R-R-O-N. Is that correct?
Well, I'm sorry. I don't even know what I just did. No, it's a spell with a C. It's C-R-I-S-T-E-N. Uh-huh.
Okay, so I have C-R-I-S-T-E-N for the first name.
Uh-huh.
Last name, G as in green, E-R-R-O-N?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what's her telephone number?
Okay, her telephone number, Lord, it's a shame I don't know it by heart. Hold on 1 second here. All right. Her phone number is, how do I get to that? Trying to pull it up while I'm on the phone. Oh, and then I know how to do it. Hold on a second. Let me see. Sorry about that. You would think I know my child's phone number by heart. It's
757-582-8046. I have 757-582-8046.
Right.
And does she have an email or you don't know her email?
I was asking her real quick what her email is because I don't know it by heart.
Okay.
Hopefully she'll hit me right back because she works from home. What is her email? Now, but yeah, they're so bored. They want to get back to living their life. Everybody does. Well, I tell you what, can you just send it to mine?
Can I use yours?
Yeah, you can.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, David, D-A-V-I-D, at MSN.com.
Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, David, D-A-V-I-D, at MSN.com.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
May I have her age?
Sure. She is 29.
Okay, thank you for providing her information, ma'am, and she will be contacted once an appointment becomes available for her.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Alabama Department of Health Coronavirus Hotline, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Have a good weekend. Thank you.
You too, ma'am. Bye-bye.